Morning Watch, Day 4. Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, Week 44. The Man-Child, The War in Heaven, and the Overcoming Saints. Related Verses. Revelation 12, 10, and 11. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, Now has come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brothers has been cast down, who accuses them before our God day and night. And they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb, and because of the word of their testimony, and they loved not their soul life even unto death. 1 John 1, 7 and 9. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus his Son cleanses us from every sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Matthew 26, 27 and 28. And he took a cup and gave thanks. And he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19. Knowing that it was not with corruptible things, with silver or gold, that you were redeemed from your vain manner of life, handed down from your fathers, but with precious blood, as of a lamb, without blemish and without spot, the blood of Christ. Related reading. Any apparent condemnation that does not stop after we have confessed and applied the blood must be of the devil. Once we realize this, we should tell Satan, Stop, I will not confess any more. This is not God's enlightenment. It is your accusation. I am not perfect, but you must realize that I am under the blood of the Lamb, and the blood is my perfection. I am one of the brothers who overcome you not because of my perfections, but by the blood of my Redeemer. None of us knows how much the blood implies. Only God knows this. The devil also knows more of what the blood implies than we do. Through experience, we have come to see the power and authority of the blood of the Lamb. We must always apply the blood, telling the devil that although we are not perfect, we are under the perfect blood. Whether or not we know all that the blood implies, as long as we apply it, we will have all that it implies. How can we overcome the accusations of Satan? The voice from heaven tells us, they overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. The blood is the basis of victory, and it is the instrument to overcome Satan. He may accuse us, but we can answer that the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from every sin. Every sin means any sin, whether it is great or small. The blood of God's Son cleanses us from all of them. Satan may tell us that we are wrong, but we have the blood of the Lord Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus can cleanse us of our many sins. This is the Word of God. We must not only reject the accusations which are without cause, but we must also reject all the accusations which have cause. When God's children have done something wrong, we need only the blood of Jesus, his Son, not the accusations of Satan. God's word never speaks of the need for accusation after we have sinned. If we have confessed, then what more can be said? If we have sinned and do not confess, then we deserve to be accused. But where there is no sin, there is no cause for accusation. We admit that we have sinned. We do not say that we are without sin. But regardless of this, we do not accept the accusations of Satan. Before God, we are clean because we have the precious blood. We should not believe in the accusations more than we believe in the precious blood. We must learn to trust in the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. How precious are those words! The brothers overcame him not because of their merit, their advancement, or their experience. They overcame him because of the blood of the Lamb. Whenever accusations come from Satan, we need to deal with them by the blood. Once we accept the blood, Satan's power will be nullified. All that we are depends on the blood, and we need the blood every day, just as we depended upon the blood and trusted in the blood on the day we were saved. We must continue to depend upon the blood and trust in the blood from that day forward. The blood is our only foundation. We must never feel that we are being humble by receiving accusations day after day. We must learn to overcome these accusations. The overcomers must know the value of the blood. Although we do not know the immense value of the blood, we can still say to the Lord, O Lord, apply the blood on my behalf, according to your evaluation of it. We should deal with the power of Satan according to God's valuation of the blood, not according to our valuation of the blood.